deals worth over 100 billion yuan, or about 16 billion U.S. dollars, have been signed at the 5th World Intelligence Congress, a major artificial intelligence event in China. The four-day event ended on Sunday in Tianjin. It attracted the participation of over 240 AI companies and institutions. Officials say 159 contracts were signed in the fields of information technology, high-tech services, and high-end equipment. The event was first held in Tianjin in 2017. 3 days of cultural activities concluded in Nanjing on Sunday, marking the 40th anniversary of its sister city relationship with Florence, Italy. The activities were originally scheduled to be held at the end of last year, on the date that Nanjing and Florence began their close ties in 1980, but were postponed until this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Events such as a Sino-Italian food fair, a fashion show, and a music festival were held. Egypt has received the first batch of raw materials to manufacture China's Sinovac vaccine. The country will start locally producing the first 2 million doses of the Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine in June. The end product will be distributed to medical centers across Egypt in 2 months after being assessed by the Egyptian Drug Authority. The Chinese embassy in Egypt says a new shipment of China's Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccines arrived at Cairo International Airport on Friday. Egypt started in late January vaccinating the medical staff of governmental hospitals with a vaccine made by Sinopharm, which was the first vaccine approved by the Egyptian Drug Authority. In early March, the most populous Arab country began to vaccinate elderly people and patients with chronic diseases against the coronavirus. The Delhi state government in India has extended the lockdown until the end of May due to the high number of COVID-19 cases. Authorities say the restrictions will be lifted in phases from May 31st if the caseload continues to decline. The Indian capital reported more than 1,600 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, the lowest daily spike since March. Health officials also reported 189 COVID-19 deaths, bringing the total to more than 23,000. A cable car has plunged about 20 meters to the ground, killing 14 people in the Piedmont region of northern Italy. The accident occurred on Sunday when the cable car was taking tourists up a mountain about 1,400 meters above sea level. Authorities say 14 people died and a child's in serious condition with broken bones. It's suspected a cable broke, sending the car careening until it hit a pylon and then fell to the ground. The Italian government's announced a commission to investigate the disaster. USA Today reported on data from Mapping Police Violence, indicating that more than 1,100 people in the U.S. were killed by police over the past 12 months. Just under 50% of those killed were white, a demographic that accounts for 68% of the nation's 330 million residents. Black people represented 27% of all police deaths last year, although they make up only 13% of the population. In the English Premier League, Liverpool and Chelsea clinched the two remaining Champions League spots in the battle for the top four. Liverpool took third place after goals from Sadio Mane secured the Reds a 2-0 win over Crystal Palace in the final round. Chelsea finished the season in fourth place despite losing to Aston Villa 2-1 on the final day. Leicester missed out on a Champions League berth after a dramatic 4-2 defeat by Tottenham.